بنانين
كريان عيسون كريان عيسون يا رب ورحام كريان عيسون كريان عيسون اسمعنا ورحمنا
Holy Trinity, have mercy on us, O Lord God of hosts, be with us. For we are no help in our hearts and tribulations, but you, O God, forgive, O God, absolve, forgive, and remit, O God, our transgressions, those which are committed willingly, those which are committed unwillingly, those which are committed knowingly, those which are committed unknowingly, the hidden and the manifest, O Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us. Let it be according to your mercy, Lord, not according to our sins. God, this is hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, by
his kingdom. إكراما ومجدا للساروس القدوس الآب والابن والروح القدس سلاما وبنيانا لكنيسة الله الواحدة الوحيدة المقدسة الجامعة الرسول يومين أذكر رب الذين قدموا لك هذه القرابين والذين قدمت عنهم والذين قدمت بواسطتهم أعطهم كلهم الأجر السمائي خنوران امي فيوت نم شيرين ام ببن مويس اواب ونوت ينوت امين فيز مراوت انجا ابنوت فيوت بي بندوك را آتور افز مروت جبه مرغنيس شيريسوس بخريستوس ب انشويس افز مروت جبه نمايس وب ام برقلي ايتون
امين اسبتير اغيوس وثيوس اغيوس ان ابن ماجيون امين افلوجيتوس كيريوس وثيوس استوس ايونوس امين Nies nos tiros mo epchois mores mo erofin genile os tiro je ap efnai tagro ehri egon o times miente epchois chop chaini amin alleluia
sabatri kei o ke agi omne mo
Ebi prosavkistas
es morini posi marin shbe mutan tutun biri verbistani vona itvnut viut men shois O ben noti o ben sutirisu o sbe Christus geoferis ki boz yeni gun ever vois eneron of ari heron of shubtenero of teso heron of titutin of enten shaherita ai onusai ensof on Marin tu eru fubus intifari eron, chen bai hos uavai, nimne ho tiron teben on, chen herini neven, en jabi bantokrato, o rib shoise ben noti.
Ose vexaste.
Efni bib shoise ben noti bi bantokra. Tur eviotim ben shois o ben nuti o ben sutir eso os be Christus nashkurak nashkurak ya rab ala kulli halin ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال لأنك سترتنا وأعنتنا وحفظتنا قبلتنا ليك أشفقت علينا وعضضتنا وأتيت بنا إلى هذه الساعة
أطلبوا لك يرحمنا الله ويترأف علينا ويسمعنا ويعيننا ويقبل سؤالات وطلبات قديسين منهم بالصلاح عنا في كل حين ويجعلنا مستحقين أن ننال من شركة أسرار المقدسة المباركة لمغفرة خطايانا
يا رب
من أجلها أزا نسأل ونطلب من صلاحك يا محب البشر امنحنا يا رب أن نكمل هذا اليوم المقدس وكل أيام حياتنا بكل سلام مع مخافتك كل حسد وكل تجربة وكل فعل الشيطان مؤامرة الناس الأشرار، قيام الأعداء الخفيين والظاهرين، إن زعها عنا وعن سائر شعبك وعن هذه المائدة المقدسة وعن موضعك المقدس هذا. أما الصالحات والنافعات فارزقنا إياها، لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان أن ندوس الحياة والعقارب وعلى كل قوة العدو.
يا رب قدام هذا اليوم أباء القامسة والقصوص والشمس كل شعب أضعف يكون محالة لي من فم الساروس الأقدس الآب والابن روح القدس فم الكنيسة الواحدة المقدسة الجامعة الرسول المفائس عشر رسولا من فم ناظر أقدس مالما والأسر الطاهر والشهيد بطر القديس ساويرس ومن عمر ديس كورس والقديس أسر ناصر الرسول قدس قدس خاتم شهدس وحنا زابير فم قديس كريلوس قديس باسيليوس وقديس أوروريوس نوفاس 318 مكتمين ابن 150 بالقسطنطين ودين بأفسوس فما بين الطباء مكان بطر الكن أبادوس تاني وشكف المصيري من كل من أنبا بولس فما بأي فما حقارتي أهنا من مجنس والقدوس الآب والإبن والروح القدس
Oh, Servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God, a reading from the epistle of our teacher Paul to the Philippians. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel, and not in any way terrified by your adversaries, which is to them a proof of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that from God. For to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which you saw in me and now here is in me. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic Epistle from the first epistle of our teacher, St. Peter. May his blessings be with us. Amen. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious, you also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore it is also contained in the scriptures, "Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble being disobedient to the word to which they also were appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away, and the lust, what? Who does the will of God abides forever? Amen.
Oh.
to our fathers, the pure apostles who are invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their blessing be with us all. Amen. Now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, "We exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches." Also there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. This became known both to all Jews and Greeks dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many who had believed came confessing and telling their deeds. Also many of those who practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all, and they counted up the value of them, and it totaled 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. When these things were accomplished, Paul purposed in the Spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, "After I have been there, I must also see Rome." So he sent into Macedonia two of those who ministered to him, Timothy and Erastus, but he himself stayed in Asia for a time. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the 28th day of the blessed month of Abib. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility. Are our sins and our iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, O my fathers and my brethren. Amen. On this day, Saint Mary Magdalene departed. The saint was born in the village of Magdala, which is nearby Capernaum. She was wealthy and of good reputation. The Lord Christ cast seven demons of her. So she followed and served him even during his passion and crucifixion. St. John the Evangelist said, "Now they stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene." As we know that Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary, the mother of God, were sisters. She was also present during the burial of the Savior from St. Mark, the evangelist said, "And Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, observed where he was led. She was also one of those who came to the tomb with the spices, as St. Mark testified, saying, 'Now, when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices that they might come and anoint him.'" She was one of the first to come to the tomb, along with Mary, the mother of James, as St. Mark said. "Now, when he rose early on the first of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven demons. The Lord Christ had honored her by talking to her after the resurrection. Then she went and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord. After the ascension of the Lord, she remained ministering along with the disciples. She received the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, on the day of Pentecost. Then she preached with the apostles the good news of salvation. She brought back many women to the faith of the Lord Christ. The apostles ordained her a deaconess to serve the women. She received many insults and humiliation from the Jews Then they parted in peace. It was said that because she was wealthy and known, out of known family, she went to Nero, the emperor, one day. And she approached him saying, why don't you believe in the resurrection? He said, because I cannot imagine that a human or alive can come out of a closed tomb. Then she brought an egg and she said to him, do you believe that this very closed egg, a chick can come out of it, breaking it? So in the same way, the resurrection. And it was said that therefore we used to eat the egg on the Easter in remembrance of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. The blessing of her prayers be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Thank you. Saintly disciples and holy apostles, many prophets and rites, men and desire to see the things which you see and haven't seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and haven't heard them. But as for you, blessed are your eyes for the see and your ears for the hear. May we be aware to hear and act according to your holy gospel through the prayer of your saints.
Lord, have
remember also all masses that have been asked to remember them in our supplications and prayers which offer up unto you, those who have already fallen asleep upon them, and those who are sick, help them for your the life of us all, salvation of us all, hope of us all, healing of us all, resurrection of us all.
Sitem et avus eo accostumento ag Evangelio.
Maro de jevens liu fenefron, em et choins tenibom kirie, vlugison et tocata eo annen ageo. Evangelio tu aranus
moxas e kere.
In the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. John, the Evangelist. May his blessing be the soul. Amen. Ben Shum. Open noti, open sotiro, open uro tiriri, sovere, so sepshiri, emef noti et onch pi aur av sha'ene, pi ofa pen noti pe. Songs of our teacher David the prophet, man's blessing be on the soul. Amen. Many, O Lord, my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. Let such as love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. Blessed as he comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God and Savior, the King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, in the town of Mary, and their sister Martha. It was that Mary anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair.
whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore the sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you, and are you going there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. These things he said, and after that he said to them, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up. Then his disciples said, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well. However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he was speaking about taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him. Then Thomas, who is called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had joined the women round Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Now Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection and the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. And when he had said these things, she went her way and secretly called Mary her sister, saying, the teacher has come and is calling for you. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews, who were with her in the house and comforting her, When they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, followed her, saying, she is going to the tomb to weep there. Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, where have you led him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and the stone lay against it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him, was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you do believe, would believe, you would see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was red with a cloth. Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews who had come to Mary and had seen the things Jesus did believed in
glory be to God forever.
Amen. Absolve me, my fathers. Today, as you heard, the church places for us this wonderful reading of the story of Lazarus, the beloved of Christ, whom the Lord raised from the dead. And you know that this story is recounted for us a number of times throughout the church year, and we want to find out why we are reading it here today. But before we do that, let's take a quick journey through the seasons of the church that we have passed through. This is an interactive part, so please join me. The one season I want to talk about first is 55 days. that 55 days is which season? We have 55 days of fasting called? No one knows? The Holy Lent, the Great Lent. 55 days, which is crowned with the Holy Week, is the Great Lent. After the 55 days, we have a period of 50 days. What's that period? The 50 days, the Pentecostal period. And at the end of that 50 days, we have which feast? The Pentecost, the descent of the Holy Spirit. Then we start right away after Pentecost to fast. What fast do we fast? The Apostles' Fast. And no matter what day we start the Apostles' Fast, we always end it on which day? The 12th of July. Excellent. So the 12th of July is the feast day of Saints, remembering the martyrdom of Saints Peter and Paul, and it's the Apostles' Feast. Okay. The 12th of July corresponds to a Coptic date of the 5th of Abib. So the fifth day of the Coptic month of Abib, we celebrate the Apostles' Feast. The church has placed for us all the readings of the Sundays of the Coptic month of Abib to focus on one important topic. And that's how the Lord prepares the apostles and therefore prepares us, his church, so that we can follow his steps and make it to heaven. Okay, so four Sundays in the month of Abib. Today is the fourth Sunday, so we've had already three Sundays in this Coptic month of Abib leading to today. Let's go quickly back to those three Sundays of the month of Abib to see how the Lord is preparing the apostles and preparing us to follow his footsteps so that we can make it with him and rejoice with him forever in heaven. And don't worry, we'll go quickly through these readings and then come to today's reading. Okay? So on the first Sunday of the month of Abib, we heard from Luke chapter 10, after these things the Lord appointed 70 others also, sent them two by two before his face. What did he send them to do? And he sent them, I'm going to skip forward to a few important verses. He says, whatever house you enter, first say, peace to this house. Okay, so he told his apostles to bring forth a message of peace. So now I want to apply it to me because I'm also following the apostles. Am I sending peace wherever I go? For example, I may be working all day long and at work I may have lots of confrontations with people and stressful situations to deal with, and I'm bagging all this up and carrying it in me. When I go home, do I give myself a minute first to decompress so that I could bring peace to my home? Or am I all bottled up so that any little thing that comes against me, I'll explode and not be peaceful in my own home? If the Lord is telling the apostles to send the message of peace, he's also telling me to bring peace wherever I go, including my own home. So bringing a message of peace. The Lord also tells the disciples to go heal the sick wherever they go. Okay, now many of you perhaps are in the medical profession or pharmacists or in health sciences, so you can literally help to heal others. But others of us are not in that profession, so how can we help to heal others? Heal others is not just, of course, in the physical sense. You could bring a message of healing and reconciliation by reaching out and forgiving one another. We all make mistakes and we all hurt each other. So we could help to heal others who have hurt us. And of course, we can apologize to help to heal others that we ourselves have hurt. So the Lord sent his apostles with a message of peace and a message of healing. And of course, the Lord sent the apostles to preach that the kingdom of God has come near to you. The apostles went and they rejoiced. And you remember when they came back to the Lord, what were they very happy about? They said, Lord, even the evil spirits, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Okay? And the Lord replied and said, yes, that's true. The devils are subject to you in my name. He gave them power and authority to perform healings and to cast out evil spirits. He said, though, nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you.
but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Okay? So that was the first Sunday of this Coptic month of Abib. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Bring peace, bring healing, bring reconciliation. Let's jump to the second Sunday. Okay? I said we're going to go quickly, so we're going to jump to the second Sunday of the month of Abib. Okay? The reading for the second Sunday was when the disciples asked this interesting question to the Lord, who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Okay? And greatness here in the kingdom of heaven is different than greatness perhaps from a worldly perspective. Greatness in the kingdom of heaven, as the Lord tells his disciples, in order to enter the kingdom of heaven, your names are written in the kingdom of heaven. In order to enter the kingdom of heaven, you must return and become as little children. So greatness in the kingdom of heaven is not the greatness of worldly adults, but it's the greatness of heavenly children. In the adult world, perhaps when I grow up, I think I'm great because I reached a certain level of education. I have some certificates or degrees that I hang up in my office or at home, and that's what I consider greatness. Or perhaps greatness in the world is because I reached a level of income. My income every month has been growing, and perhaps that's how I measure my greatness, based on my possessions, what I can get. How big is my house? How nice is my car? That's how the world perhaps measures greatness. Or perhaps greatness in the world is by how much power and authority I have. I can control, I can give command. Maybe I'm a supervisor or a manager, a director, VP, chief executive officer. That's how the world or the adult world measures greatness. But that's not what the Lord wants from all of us today. He wants us to have the heavenly greatness of children, the purity of children, the simplicity of children, the forgiveness, the calmness, the ability to interact with each other in a loving way. In order to enter heaven, the Lord tells me that I must go back and become like one of these children. So our names are written in heaven, but in order to enter heaven, we need to focus on the greatness from a heavenly definition and a heavenly perspective, which is sometimes tough to do because we're living here on earth surrounded by day-to-day jobs and things which have a different and contradicting definition of greatness. Let's go to the third Sunday of the Coptic month of Abib. The third Sunday was, as you may recall, we celebrated last week, was taken from Luke chapter 9, the miracle of the Lord feeding the multitude from the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And at the very beginning, and the apostles, when they had returned, told him all that they had done. Then he took them and went aside privately into a deserted place belonging to the city of Bethsaida. And this is a very important part of the reading that we shouldn't let pass quickly, because we know our names are written in heaven, and we know we want to have heavenly greatness like that of the angelic children. And in order to do so, the Lord is telling us, when you come back at the end of the day, you need to sit with me like I did with the apostles and have some quiet time with the Lord. You need to have some quiet time with the Lord of self-reflection. What went well today? What didn't go well? How did I handle the situation? Did I act in the way that the Lord would want me to act in this situation? Is there something I could have done better? Is there something I should have said that I didn't say? Or often, is there something that I should not have said that I said? Important to go back into a private place and sit with the Lord. And you know the rest of the story, how the Lord, looking up to heaven, blessed and broke, and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. And everyone ate and was filled in 12 baskets of the leftover fragments were taken up. And this is showing us not only that the Lord is able to take care of feeding us in a physical sense, but of course, as the fathers tell us, it is more importantly a symbol of his own body and blood that would feed all of us until his second coming. So those were the three Sundays that we've passed through so far. Again, the Lord is teaching the apostles and teaching us so that we can continue to follow his footsteps, because our names are written in heaven and we want to enter heaven by becoming like angelic children, and we want to depend on him for all the earthly and the heavenly blessings. Now to today's reading. Why did the church choose the reading of Lazarus today of all days? As you know, we read Lazarus, for example, on Lazarus Saturday, but why are we reading the story of Lazarus today? Well, the Lord is preparing his disciples, his apostles, his church, so that they can continue. And before the Lord goes to fulfill the ultimate sacrifice and to die on our behalf, he wants to show his church and all of us that he has power over the biggest, perhaps, enemy of humanity, which is death. The Lord has power over death. So death is no longer something that we need to fear, especially after the cross, because the Lord has conquered death by his own death. So this miracle raising of Lazarus is one of three recorded miracles in the gospel where the Lord raised someone from the dead. And Lazarus had been in the tomb for how many days? For 4 days. And you would know that at that point, the body would have corrupted and been in a state of decay. The Lord has power over death, even if the body has reached that level. The Lord has power over death, so death, physical death, is no longer scary. What is physical death? Physical death is when my spirit departs from my body. So my body is lifeless, so I am dead. But my spirit is still alive. And in fact, the spirit will return one day to our bodies. And whether we've done good or bad, the spirit will return to our bodies. And those who have done good will go to the resurrection of life. And God forbid, those who have done evil will go to the resurrection of condemnation. So physical death is a temporary state where my spirit has separated from my body. But there's a more serious, scary spiritual death. What is spiritual death? Separation from God. If God is the source of life, and if I separate myself from the source of life, then I'm dead. A spiritual person is led by the Spirit of God. And a spiritual person, their spirit is led by God's Holy Spirit, and their spirit leads their body. There's another kind of choice we can make. Instead of being spiritual people where my spirit leads my body and God's Holy Spirit leads my spirit, I could say, I want to be a carnal person. A carnal person, their body is in charge. The body leads the spirit and, of course, is not subject to God's Holy Spirit, but is subject to the whims and the practices of the world. We want to be, of course, spiritual people, so we want our spirit to lead our body, and we want our spirit and body to be led by God's Holy Spirit. Physical death, like we said, is not really that scary if we've been living a righteous life. Physical death is asleep. The Lord said, our friend Lazarus is asleep, and I go that I may wake him. Physical death is a temporary state. Spiritual death is something we should be much more scared about. Okay? And many of us take good care of our physical being. I take good care of my body to feed it and give it the best of drink, the best of clothing. I need a certain hours of sleep every day. I need to rest up. I need to exercise to have good muscles and exercise my brain and learn. Perfect. Excellent. But sometimes I don't take as much good care of my spiritual side. My spiritual side also needs to be nourished. My spiritual side also needs rest. My spiritual side also needs spiritual exercises. If my physical needs are being paid attention to more than my spiritual needs, then don't kid myself. I am carnal. I'm not spiritual. If my physical needs are occupying all my attention, all my time, all my effort, that I'm not spiritual. I am letting the body lead. So I've made a choice that I don't want to be spiritual. If I want to be spiritual, I have to do the spiritual exercises. I need to have the spiritual food. I need to have the spiritual rest. The spiritual food is the Word of God and His own body and blood, which you are all coming here to partake of. The spiritual exercises are the fasting and the praying and the doing good deeds, charitable deeds and service. Those are spiritual exercises. Just like I build my physical strength, I need to build my spiritual strength. And they're called exercises because you need to exercise them. I don't think there's many people who perhaps go jogging or running to stay in shape. I don't think the first time they went on a jog, they were able to run 5K or 10K or run a marathon. It was requiring gradual buildup and gradual exercise. Or the weightlifters, they don't carry 300 kilograms in one shot. They've practiced, right? So they've done their physical exercise. Same with me. I don't think I could reach a level of prayer or fasting or service without building it up over time. So don't think that if it doesn't come naturally, then I give up. There's no point in doing the spiritual exercise. You wouldn't do the same in your education. If you are learning mathematics, for example, you wouldn't start with calculus. You would start with arithmetic and build yourself up. So don't be disappointed or don't lose hope if you find the spiritual exercises too tough. Start with the right level. It doesn't matter what level that you are. It matters whether you have a willingness to start. So we all can have a willingness to start. And we all have hope, even if we've reached a state of spiritual separation from God, that we can be considered we were in the tomb for 4 days. What's in the tomb? In the tomb is not very good stuff. In the tomb is like darkness. In the tomb is a prison. In the tomb is an awful stench, an aroma of death. In the tomb, people are bound in grave clothes, bound, imprisoned, unable to move, and without any will, completely dead. So we don't want to be in that tomb. But even if we have reached a spiritual state where we are considered in that tomb, the Lord who said, Lazarus, come forth, can call each one of us by name and say, come forth, come forth. He has power to heal and forgive and to give life back. He is our hope, even if we have reached a state where we are in the tomb for 4 days. But don't wait till you're in the tomb for 4 days. If you've fallen and tripped up in the tomb for 4 seconds or 4 minutes or 4 hours, come back to him right away. There's no need to wait and wait and wait and make it harder and harder and harder on myself. The Lord is saying, Lazarus, come forth now, come forth here and do according to his life-giving words. Lazarus, come forth from darkness into light, from corruption into righteousness, from death to life. Come forth, feed on the Holy Spirit, the Word of God. Feed on the Lord Jesus Christ himself in the sacrament of communion. But don't neglect the exercises, because if I neglect my spiritual exercise, I will be easy prey to fall deeper and deeper into the tomb. And I don't want to be in the darkness of corruption for any longer. Come forth, enjoy a heavenly life here on earth so that you can follow the Lord and his apostles into a glorious life to come. For our Lord is the resurrection and the life, and to him be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Be all way, God, be all way. Sasen Nefterentis Eotokos Mareias Mavem Ben Sotir Tefkanet Novin Alevur
Tovgemem Shoen Sereye Gonti Ageya Mareya Ti Magdalinin Emnigiyomem Fain Sojen Tefkanet Novin Evon Jeffers
Marotin Jeffy, what name if she is in MBM, my soul? Yet, yes, in GK, what an oste most in Dionis.
In Sophia, Prostomin, Creales, and Creales, and Genomis, me.
We believe in one God, God the Father, of the Brother, who created the universe and all things seen and unseen.
Of your gift to our Master, for that which you have hidden from the wise and the understanding, you have revealed to us, the little children, and those things which prophets and kings have desired to see and have not. The same you have granted to us who are sinners, that we may serve it and be purified thereby. Then when you establish for us the economy of your only begotten Son and the hidden mysteries of this sacrifice, which has neither the blood of law nor the righteousness of the flesh round about thee. Rather, the lamp is spiritual, and the life is verbal and intelligible, the sacrifice which you offer unto you. We ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind, purify our lips and free our minds from all carnal pollution, and send to us the grace of your Holy Spirit, and make us worthy to greet one another with a holy kiss.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and holy apostolic greetings.
Lord,
without falling into condemnation, we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Be to one another with all the kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
mercy. Yes, Lord, our Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer in order, stand with trembling, Lord, towards thee. Let us attend.
Through the intercession of the Theotokos and Mary, O Lord, grant us thy forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O God, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have risen and saved us. Have mercy, O peace, and sacrifice of grace.
The Lord be with you all.
And with you.
Thanks to thee, Lord.
It is meet and right,
Lord, indeed it's meet and right. O you who are Master, Lord God of truth, being before the ages, and ringing forever, all the hills and heights and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. The Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angels, the archangels, the principals, the sword, the throne of the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are here, round whom stand the cherubim, full of eyes and seraphim, with six wings praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us attend.
Obeyed your commandment by the guile of the serpents, we fill from eternal life and were exiled from the desire in the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always with us through your holy prophet And in last days you manifested yourself to us who were sitting in darkness and shadow of death. So your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary. Incarnated and became man and taught us the ways of salvation. He granted us the prayers of on high through the water and spirit. He made us all unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own who are in the world, and gave himself up for our salvation into death which ringed over us, whereby we were bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross. Ascend into heaven and sits at your right hand, our Father. He has appointed a day for recompense on which he will appear to judge the world in righteousness and give each one according to his deeds.
According to
السر العظيم الذي للتقوى، لأنه فيما وراثنا أن يسلم نفسه للموت عن حياة العالم.
آمين.
أخذ خبزا هذين الطاهرتين اللتين بلا عيب ولا دنس الطباويتين المحييتين. ونظر إلى فوق نحو السماء إليك يا الله أباه وسيد كل أحد وشكرا. وباركه. وقدسه. خواصي التلاميذ القديسين والرسل الأطهار قائلا: خذوا كلوا منه كلكم، لأن هذا هو جسدي الذي يقسم عنكم وعن كثيرين، يعطى لمغفرة الخطايا. هذا اصنعوه لذكري.
Yeah.
أكلوا مزيا من عصير الكرمة والماء وشكرا. وباركها وقدسها لتلاميذ القديسين ورسل الأطهار قائلا: خذوا اشربوا منها كلكم، لأن هذا هو دمي الذي للعهد الجديد الذي يسفك عنكم وعن كثيرين، يعطى لمغفرة الخطاة. يا هذا اصنعوه لذكري. لأن كل مرة تأكلون من هذا الخبز وتشربون من هذه الكأس تبشرون بموتي وتعترفون بقيامتي وتذكروني إلى إن أجي.
آمين آمين آمين. أنتم صناتم سكرية كالانجيلو من كيتنا أجي أنسو أناستاسي كيتنا نالي مبسي أنسو
فيما نحن أيضا نصنع ذكرى آلامي المقدسة وقيامتي من الأموات وصعوده إلى السماوات وجلوس عن يمينك أيها الآب وظهور الثاني الآتي من السماوات المخوف المملوء مجدا نقرب لك قرابينك من الذي لك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال.
اسجدوا لله بخوف ورعدة
وسبحوا نخدمك يا رب ونسجد لك.
رسخ من آمين.
وهذا الخبز يجعله جسدا مقدسا له. هذه الكاس دم أيضا دما كريما للعهد الجديد الذي له يعطى لغفران الخطايا وحياتنا بدية لمن يتناول منه.
يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم.
Yes, we ask you, Christ our God, confirm the foundation of the church. The single heartedness of love may take root in us. Let the righteousness of faith grow, straighten for us the path of godliness. The shepherds control and those whom the shepherd confirms. Give dignity to the clergy and citizens, to the monks and nuns. Purity to those in virginity, virtuous life to those in wedlock. Mercy for those in repentance, goodness to the rich. Meekness to the pious, help to the poor. The elders confirm those who are in youth instruct. The unbelievers restore, let the chasm of the church come to an end. Strip the vanity of heretics and count us all in the unity of righteousness. Because all worthy, our Master, to partake of your holiness, unto the purification of our souls and our bodies and our spirits, that we may become one body and one spirit, and may have a share and an inheritance with all the saints who have pleased you since the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
Pray for the peace of the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
This which you have acquired unto yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in foremost. Remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored father, the Archbishop and Patriarch of Avatavad II, and his patron in the liturgy and in the spiritual ministry, our father, Bishop Bono.
Pray for Archpriest Pope Abba Tawadros II, Pope Patriarch and Archpriest of the great city of Alexandria, and his partner in the apostolic ministry, our father, the beloved Bishop Ambabulus, and for our Orthodox bishops.
Those who rightly define the word of truth with them, grant them unto your holy church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Igumens, priests, and deacons.
catechumens, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
And all the servants and all who have virginity and the purity of all your faithful people, remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us, O
Lord. Have mercy upon us, O God, the Father, the Pantograph.
Remember, O Lord, that said to this holy place, which is yours, and every place and every monastery of our Orthodox Fathers.
For the salvation of the world and of the city of ours and all the cities, districts, and monasteries.
Lord, amen.
And those who dwell there in God's faith. Gracious young God, O Lord, heir of the heaven, the fruits of the earth, the waters of the rivers, the sea, the herbs, and the plants of the field this year. Bless them.
Pray for the heir of heaven, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seeds, the herbs, and the plants of the field, that Christ our God may bless them. Bring them to perfection and peace without harm. Have compassion upon his creation, which stands unmade, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Raise them to the measure according to your grace. Give joy to the face of the earth. May its furrows be abundantly watered and its fruits be plentiful. Prepare it for sowing and harvesting. Manage our life as deemed fit. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness. For the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all, we entreat you and search your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Deal with us according to your goodness, O you who give food to all flesh. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we too, having sufficiency in everything, always may abound in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Healing to the sick, satisfaction to the needy.
Lord, have mercy.
Release those in captivity. Acceptance to the orphan.
Kyrie eleison.
Help to the widows, those who are in distress. Satisfy them with good things.
Lord, have mercy.
Raise the fallen, confirm the upright. Those who have fallen asleep, remember them. Those who are in confession, accept unto you their prayer.
Lord, have mercy.
The sinners who have repented, count them with your faithful. The faithful, count them with your martyrs. Those who are in this place, make them conformable to your angels. And we too have been called by your grace into your service. Isle and worthy, accept us unto you.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
some brought unto you these gifts, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought, give them all the heavenly ring.
These holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who have brought them.
Lord, amen.
Them shall swan even take more. Trin erejvir epiref me vintenith o abentak arikatak sinip choice entek eref mevi enith o abtir o etaveranak izjenep. Patrian shis ni profitis ni apostolos ni refiois ni evangelistis ni martiros ni homologetis em pneumon even in its me et of Parthenos and Sionivin, Theotokos, the Parthena Mare. Tos if no tipinos, and ometh me. Nembeaeus, Johannes, Vabron Romos, and Vamptistis, O Martinus. Nembeaeus, Stephanos, Beachiniaconos, O Wogame Proto Martinus. Nembite Onemos, and Evangelistis. Marcos, P. Apostolos, O Wogame Martini. Eros, nem vimatriarchis, thuam savirus, nem pensandius conus, nem beaios athanasos, mi abusonicos, nem beaios betros, ero martyrus, piarchi, eres, nem beaios oannes, maeros ostomus, nem beaios theodosius, nem beaios taufinus, nem beaios dimitrios. Nem beaios Kirillus, nem beaios Basilius, nem beaios Eregorios Bithologos, nem beaios Eriorios Bithomatros, nem beaios Egregorios, be Armenios, nem beshom Chemitishmina Daftotik in Nikia, nem beshetevente Constantinopolis, nem besnafshen devesus, nem beniuten dikeos, penishti av Antonios, nem betmi av Pavli, nem beshom tet oab av Meke. Nemno shiretiru en estavrofu,
Nem bemen sitim martiros ni khello enda shigit nem bigoris ab avamusi nem yannes kami beveres vite enenos nem beniot avadanin bigomenos nem beniot avaisodoros beveretiteros Nem beniut ava bachum fati kenonien Theodoros befmatidis. Nem beniut ava shenuda be anshimedritis. Nem ava iso befmatitis. Nem beniut ava deklaimanud bevresiterus in deni etavsh. Nem beniut ava avraam bebeskobus in defium nem giza. Nem beniut Michael al-Bahiri befmatitis. Nem beniut Awakirinus bimansu marshidekun Habib Gergis. Nem bukhurus tirf entenith oweb tiru entaf. Through whose prayers and supplications have mercy upon us all and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who read, recite the names of our holy fathers, the patriarchs who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls and forgive us our sins.
And everyone whose name we have mentioned, and those whose names we have not mentioned, those whom each one has in mind, and those who are not in our minds, and those who have fallen asleep or reposed in the faith of Christ, graciously, O Lord, remember the soul of your servant. Aida Ganas Wasif, graciously, O Lord, repose their soul in the bosom of our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sustain her in green pasture by the water of rest in the paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away. In the light of your sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Those, O Lord, whose sons you have taken repose there in the paradise of joy, in grace, keep us in your face, and grant us your peace unto the end.
نشكر الله ضابط الكل أبا ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا يسوع المسيح لأنه جعلنا أهلا أن نقف في هذا الموضع المقدس ونرفع أيدينا إلى فوق ونخدم اسمه القدوس. هو أيضا فلنسأله أن يجعلنا مستحقين لشركة وصعود أسراره الإلهية غير مائتة. الجسد المقدس دم الكريم
ودمك الكريم
اللذان لمسيح الضابط الكل الرب إلهنا تعجب منه بالمجد حافظ عهده ورحمتي للذين يحبونه بكل قلبهم الذي أعطانا الخلاص من خطايانا بابنه الوحيد الجنس يسوع المسيح ربنا حياة كل أحد ملتجين إليه ورجاء الذين يصرخون نحوه الذي يقف أمامه ألوف ألوف وربوات ربوات الملائكة ورؤساء الملائكة المقدسين الشاروبيم والسيرافيم وكل الجمع غير المحصى الذي للقوات السماء الذي قدس هذه القرابين الموضوعة بحلول روحك القدس عليها وطهرتها، طهرنا نحن أيضا يا سيدنا من خطايانا الخفية والظاهرة وكل فكر لا يرضي صلاحك. يا الله محب البشر فال يبعد عنا. طهر نفوسنا وأجسادنا وأرواحنا وقلوبنا وعيوننا وأفهامنا وأفكارنا ونياتنا لكي بقلب طاهر ونفس مستنيرة ووجه غير مغزي وإيمان بلا رياء ومحبة كاملة ورجاء ثابت نيسر بدالة بغير خوف أن نطلب إليك الله الآب القدوس الذي في السماوات ونقول أبانا الذي
في السماوات يتقدس اسمك تكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا كفتنا أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين إلينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة آمين.
Când pe Hristos Iisus benșoiți.
Tu schifă la semun, tu cheie eclinate.
În opion socii irie.
Proschomen teumitavu. Amin.
Morini baasi. Şöylesinin soğutu ezmoyru.
Amin. Kere alayson, kere alayson, kere alayson.
El-Kudsat lil-Kiddisin. Tajiyeti sajis flogitos kiryus Isus Christus iyusiyo. Agyas musibni magyun. Amin.
Iso banagyus betir, iso banagyus yos. Ento banagyun ibni
ثميون أليسين إيسو خريستو طيو تثي ويمون. آمين.
آمين.
أجيون ثميون صوما كيما أليسين إيسو خريستو طيو تثي ويمون. آمين.
آمين.
يساد وذم عمان ويل إلاونا هذا وبالحقيقة. آمين. 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 وأعترف للنفس الأخير هذا والجسد المحيي الذي أخذه ابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا يسوع المسيح من سيدتنا وملكتنا كلنا والدة الإله القديسة الطاهرة مريم وجعله واحدا مع لاهوته بغير اختلاط ولا امتزاج ولا تغيير واعترف الاعتراف الحسن امام بيلاطس البنطي بذله عنا على خشبة الصليب المقدسة بإرادته وحده عنا كلنا بالحقيقة أؤمن أن له لم يفارقنا سوته لحظة واحدة ولا طرفة عينين يعطى عنا خلاصان وغفرانا للخطايا وحياة أبدية لمن يتناول منه أؤمن 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 أن هذا وبالحقيقة آمين
آمين آمين آمين أؤمن 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 أن هذا وبالحقيقة آمين. اطلبوا عنا وعن كل المسيحيين الذين قالوا لنا من أجلهم أن نذكرهم في بيت الرب. سلام ومحبة يسوع المسيح معكم. رتلوا بنشيد الليلويا. صلوا من أجل التناول باستحقاق من الأسرار المقدسة الطائرة السمائية يا رب ارحم.
Thank you. His crucifixion, his passion, his death, his burial and resurrection. Mary Magdalene, she rose up early on the great day of resurrection and walked to the tomb. Mary Magdalene, ومريم الأخرى معها للقبر تتبعها. تجد حبيبها مريم المجدلية رأت القبر مفتوح والحجر مرفوع وملاك الرب يسوع مريم المجدلية She was afraid the angel said to her Her Savior was risen, Mary Magdalene. Jesus the crucified army of God defeated the dreadful death, Mary Magdalene. يسوع المسيح وسمعت كلام المريع وطاعت أمر الصريح مريم المجدلية. قال اذهبي للرسل واخبري في الجالب يرونني مريم المجدلية she went quickly to preach to the apostles the resurrection whom she saw Mary Magdalene The spirit's gifts she got, she proclaimed his death and preached his resurrection, Mary
دارمني يسوع رب القوة جذبت بكل ثبات نساء كثيرة مريم المجدالية الرسل كرسوها شمس جعلوها في البيعة قاموها مريم المجدالية تؤتيج ومن ذهب هو بركب تجذى وطر الأسفر اتمالي مجدالي شيء وصرن قرير بيوكت بايدا جوز عن يورد من يوم ليشنز مالي مجدالي وتليا حد بسلام ليدا رب العالم من صلب عنا وقام يا من مجدالي صلوات تكون معنا شفاعة تحرسنا والرب يقبلنا مريم المجدالية هذا بلابد of the Lord we say to you أكسيا أكسيا مالي مجدالية تفسير اسمك في أفواه كل المؤمنين كل يقولون يا إله مريم المجدالية إنا معي وصلا وسلام الله
المسيح إلهنا بخريستوس بنوتي ابقور انت تهريني موينان انت كريني سمنان انت كريني كدن نوبنان يبول جسوك تتيقونا بيه ونبسونا بيه ما شايني امين. اللهم جعلنا مستحقين نخل بشكرنا أبانا الذي في السماوات ياتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض. خبزنا الذي للغد أعطينا اليوم, اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا للمذنبين إلينا, ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجنا من الشرير. مسيح يسوع ربنا لك الملك والقوة والمجد الأبن والآن. محبة الله الآب, نعمة الابن الوحيد, شركة موهبة عطية الروح القدس تكون مع جميعكم. املوا بالسلام وسلام الله يكون معاكم. أبونا لسه عايزكم بقين.
فرحانين بوجود قدس أبونا عازر والد أبونا الحبيب أبونا ديفيد كان كنيسة كينغستون. ربنا يديم كهنوت. فرحانين بوجود قدس أبونا ديمتريوس معنا النهاردة. أبونا ماركوس مع الهاي سكول كونفنشن في شيربروك النهارده.